it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hey there, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. Today we continue with part two of our three-part series on money, music, and meaning. In part one, we talked about the tension between money and music, how the industry can grow while individual artists still struggle. In this episode, we move from awareness to design, because sustainability in music is rarely accidental. On the contrary, it's carefully constructed. So the best question to ask when considering the vastness of global music industry growth is, what do I build inside it? Behavioral economic research shows that human beings overestimate rare windfalls and underestimate steady compounding. We chase the dramatic event and ignore the system that produces long-term growth. Musicians are especially prone to this. We are trained to think in breakthroughs. The big viral moment, the big tour, the one sync, the discovery. But industry research shows that most sustainable musicians operate as portfolio earners, combining multiple income streams rather than relying on one dominant source. Diversification is not plan B. It's the model. If you're waiting for one pillar to hold up your life, you're designing instability. When I first went full-time as a solo artist, I worked everywhere. Coffee shops, pubs, wine bars, restaurants, and I got very good. But I ran into something that many musicians hit, the income ceiling. No matter how strong the performance became, the room defined the pay scale. You can master a small room and still be capped by it. It was a structural problem, so I expanded. Private events, festivals, higher-level venues, new cities. If you remember episode 4, where we talked about expansion design and music entrepreneurialism, this was that principle applied. Expansion by strategy. Charles Handy described the portfolio career, professionals building multiple income streams instead of relying on one employer. And if you want stability, you have to structure yourself inside the industry. Co-founding an entertainment booking agency years ago changed my perspective as a musician. I stopped seeing myself as someone trying to get gigs. I started seeing how gigs were built. Once I understood how the venues assess risk, how margins work, how consistency compounds, I stopped reacting and started designing. My income improved. But here's the part that matters. Designing income and designing sustainability are not the same thing. The agency was growing. My gig calendar was packed. My first solo album, 15 Minutes, was in production. My career was expanding. Activity exploded. From the outside, everything looked great. But I had overexpanded. I had diversified my income, but the structure I had created wasn't sustainable. My body intervened. The illness that landed me in the hospital developed into a tetanus-like bacterial condition triggered by contaminated shrimp at a festival gig. High fever, muscle rigidity, rapid weight loss, hospital intervention. It forced me into stillness. And stillness reveals structure. What I had realized there was simple. My portfolio was expanding. My nervous system was contracting. And that imbalance carries a cost. And that pause exposed something I hadn't measured. I had built a portfolio of revenue streams, but I hadn't built a portfolio of sustainability. I was operating in excellence across multiple layers, but not in genius alignment across the whole design. You can build complexity without building harmony. After that reset, I reconfigured. I raised my rates, reduced my calendar density, focused on layers that energize me, refined geographic expansion, strengthened rights-based focus, protected my recovery time. I didn't quit. I didn't retreat. I adjusted. Some of the expansion stayed. Some of it was unnecessary. Some of it was ego disguised as growth. I also began to understand something Thomas Stanley found in studying durable wealth. Steady, structured growth outlasts flashy bursts. And I had been building bursts. After that season, my personal life expanded as well. My future wife entered the picture, and that shifted my sense of balance in ways I didn't yet fully understand. My life quality improved, my decision-making matured, expansion became intentional, not reactive. Your relational ecosystem affects your financial ecosystem more than most creatives admit. Some of you listening aren't making money from music yet. Some of you are making money but feel unstable. That's a structural issue. Ask yourself, if one of your income streams disappeared tomorrow, would your music life collapse? If yes, you don't need more hustle. You need better design. Your creative portfolio may include performing, directing, teaching, production, licensing, session work, direct fan revenue, geographic expansion. But each stream must answer. Does it support sustainability? Does it strengthen leverage? Does it allow scaling? Or does it simply trade time for money endlessly? There's nothing wrong with trading time for money, unless that's all you're doing. Let me give you something practical. Here's how to think about building a sustainable music life. Layer 1, immediate cash flow. This keeps the lights on. Examples: teaching, residencies, session work, recurring venue contracts, retainer production clients. This layer is about predictability. If you don't stabilize this layer, everything else feels stressful. Layer 2, scalable services. This is where time begins to multiply. Examples: production packages, online sessions, cohort workshops, bundled performance experiences, licensable content. You're still working, but you're building repeatable systems. Layer 3, rights-based income. This is slow burn leverage. Examples: catalog ownership, publishing registration, performance royalties, mechanical royalties, sync pitching, library music. Streaming alone rarely supports most independent artists, but rights ownership layered over time creates long-term stability. Think compounding, not the lottery. Layer 4, brand and direct audience. This is relationship equity, email lists, direct-to-fan communication, live audience trust, reputation for reliability. Managers like Irving Azoff, who worked with REO Speedwagon, Dan Fogelberg, and the Eagles, have long emphasized that careers are sustained through disciplined brand development and catalog ownership, not just hit records. Your audience is an important asset. Layer 5, expansion plays. This is where growth happens intentionally, new cities, strategic collaborations, higher-paying market segments, repositioning. Expansion must be measured, not frantic. Many musicians plateau because they overdevelop one layer and neglect the others. For example, all gig income, no rights ownerships, all streaming, no direct fan base, all teaching, no growth track, all hustle, no structure. Or, in my case at one point, everything at once. I had to experience imbalance to understand the architecture. I had to hit a physical wall to evaluate structural weakness. The goal is not just to earn. The goal is to build something that holds. So the question becomes, are you building leverage or are you building effort? Effort is exhausting. Leverage is sustainable. Here's your assignment for this week. Map your creative portfolio. For each of the five layers, rate yourself from 1 to 10. Cash flow stability. Scalable systems. Rights ownership. Direct audience. Expansion strategy. Where are you underdeveloped? Where are you overexposed? Where are you overworking? Structure produces freedom. Random effort produces burnout. In part 3, we go deeper into the psychological and identity side of this equation. Because once you design structure, you still have to decide who you are inside it. Before we close, if this framework helped you see your creative life differently, share it. The more you circulate strong ideas, the more you participate in the currency of creativity. That's how ecosystems strengthen. Thank you for sharing this time with me. See you in part 3. Until then, much love and much music. To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.